Hello there, and welcome to our podcast. It's called Cosplay and Cocktails.
This is Paige.
And I'm Jessie, as always.
As always. Hey Jessie, should we tell everybody what just happened?
I guess we probably should that we recorded the entire intro to the episode and then realized we didn't record it. We were just talking and not recording, so.
And when we say entire intro, that means like
It
it was like
was
30, 45 minutes.
approximately, I don't know, I can't tell, but it was probably, 20 to 30 minutes. It's fine. We fixed it before we got into the meat and potatoes of the episode. There was a lot of me philosophically telling you about common phrases.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's lost to the ages. All that genius. Do you ever stop and think about how much genius has been lost to the ages? Like, just like
Oh my God.
Shakespeare's writings that like probably never saw the light of day. He just crumpled up and like threw in a fire. That's our crumple. We crumpled that up and we threw it in the fire. And it's gone now. No one will ever know. It's lost to the ages.
Okay. Jesse, 10 days till Dragon Con?
Correct.
So excited.
Yeah.
We're still both working on costumes.
Well, listen, I wasn't working on costumes. I was done. And then you bamboozled me into ordering $22
I've never bamboozled anyone in my entire life.
I know you said that, and then I called you the bamboozler. You were going to put fireball in people and make them make bad choices, and that's what you've done to me.
Yeah, so that's what's going on in our cosplay journey. Jesse, cocktail corner, what are you sipping on?
I made my own cocktail. I really, really liked it. I thought it was very, very, I think it's very, very good. But it's got a kind of interesting flavor that not a lot of people like, I would say. So I made, it's called the Six Roses, and it is an old fashioned made with four roses, the bourbon, one of my favorite bourbons. And instead of using a sugar cube or simple syrup, regular simple syrup, I used rose flavored simple syrup. So there was my fifth rose. And then I also have these French mints made in France with this badass lady that I'm going to cosplay who's loving up on the roses. They're anise seeds in the middle, like a single anise seed in the middle, or anise seed, depending on how you pronounce that particular word. And they're covered in like Mentos, but it's rose flavored instead of mint.
Mm-hmm.
So I put that on as a garnish, and then orange bitters. And we didn't have any citrus, so I just used Luxardo cherries as my additional garnish. And a little pink cocktail umbrella. And I'm going to put it in my Barbie, little Barbie drink holder thing. Yeah,
are you feeling curious about anything?
I sure am.
Something's on my mind.
What I would curious like a cat, what I would like to know is, listener and Paige, what is a character that you think would be really difficult to cosplay, but like not very recognizable maybe, or hard to do in a recognizable way, but mm-hmm. that you still want to cosplay?
So this isn't a new question for me. Because we asked, you've already asked it in the.
Well, that's a plus. That they've not. If anything else, that's a. If one positive is that, you know, you had time to think of an answer previously.
Exactly, but it took me a minute to think of this answer. But then when I did, I was like, no, I think that's right. I think I was making it too hard. Like I think I was thinking more like, who do you think you couldn't cosplay like, and I was thinking like difficulty wise, but I
yeah,
don't
like
think
a
that's
full
really
armor build or something. No, that's not
right.
what I
I
had. No, that's
right.
not
I
what
don't
I
think
had in
that's
mind.
How I don't think that's how like I don't that's not why I chose this one. But for me, it is Elizabeth Bennet from Pride and Prejudice. Like I said, we have talked about this, but. I did cosplay as her on one of our cosplay challenges, that we did during the pandemic when we were doing like favorite literary, characters. And I, you know, made a dress that kind of reminded me of one of hers. It was not like screen accurate to either like the mini set or the mini series or the movie or any of that, but it was just like, you know, Regency style. And I was really happy with that cosplay, but it only worked because it was on the podcast and we explained like what the characters were. Like that was the whole point of the episode and the post that went along with the episode. I just don't think it is one of those things that I think it would just be generic Regency. Like, I don't think it's something that would be recognizable just because it is a very generic character description.
Yeah, like I said, it would have to be someone you'd have to do it like exactly like the movie or very, very similar. And it would only
still be such a low.
Yeah, you would only be recognizable to people who are very, very familiar. Like, does she have in any of the screen versions of Pride and Prejudice, is there like one outfit that she's like known for?
If you were asking me, I would say it is her white gown that she wears at one of the balls they go to. Her hair, that gown, and if you paired it with that hair, it might work because she has like pearls in it and stuff, and it's a very specific hairstyle. But still, it's only going to be people that are used to 2005 Pride and Prejudice with Keira Knightley.
Right, that are pretty familiar with the film. I think, right. I don't know if I've seen that one. Who plays Mr. Darcy in that?
Huh?
Who plays Mr. Darcy in that one?
Matthew McFadden.
No.
It's good.
I mean, I'm sure it is. I just don't think I've seen that one. I saw him in a play when I studied abroad.
Matthew McFadden?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
But
what about you?
So my answers before you answered were like, there's a lot of characters who wear just like that are don't look anything like me and also just wear regular clothes.
Right.
So I think that'd be very difficult. Like Fox Mulder, Lenny Briscoe from Regular Strength Law and Order, John Munch from Law and Order SVU. Those are my guilty pleasure shows. I've been watching a lot of them my first week back to school. But after you answered, I would agree, like, anyone from, like, a book only, like, a book accurate costume or, like, a stage play, I think those would be more obscure because, like, especially in a book, you know, like, you usually get just a very vague description. You don't have something to match exactly, so unless they have like a very specific, so like my my book accurate Frankenstein or Adam or Frankenstein's creature or however you want to call it, that would be another one. I was really happy with that one. I really liked how it came out. It was super duper easy. The makeup took some practice and some trial, but yeah, that would be one I would really like to do. But
so I guess we should probably get into the episode.
Yeah.
From here on out, I feel like it's kind of going to be a surprise because we've not, this is as far as we got.
This is as far as we got before I was like, hey, guess what?
So on today's episode, we're going to bring you a top five geek down.
Top five geek down.
And just what we're going to rank.
We are going to rank our personal favorite Dragon Con memories.
This was hard.
It was hard. It was hard. We talked about before we decided on this topic to do for the episode that we didn't want to be too repetitive. Like, we didn't want to just tell the same stories that we've told about Dragon Con. So I tried to pick at least some things from before we did the podcast that maybe I haven't talked about at all. And then, you know, hopefully the things that we have talked about on the podcast, so I won't go into over much detail about, like, right. over plenty of detail, at least.
For me, it was hard, like, being like, okay, like, there are so many good times at DragonCon, so I was really trying to be picky.
So for me, it was like, some of mine are more specific and some of mine are a lot more general. Like, so okay. it was, like, for me, a lot of it was, like, what counts as a single memory, I guess.
Right.
Like, but there are no rules, so I just did whatever I wanted.
Me too. Hey, do you want to start?
Yeah. Mine, and again, there's probably things I'm forgetting that when you say them,
I know,
I'll
that's,
be like, ooh.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Like, these were just, like, the ones that really stood out to me, but I know there's going to be more. I'm hoping ours are, I kind of hope some of them are different, so I can be like, oh my god, yeah.
Well, at least one of these is before you... That's no, I changed
that is
it.
Against the rules.
I changed it. Because it was before you went. There was one I had on there. I put it as an honorable mention because it was before you went.
Okay.
DragonCon was one of yours. So my number five is actually from last year's DragonCon. Actually, a couple of these. All three of these are from last year's DragonCon. Anyway, that's fine. And that was when. We were walking to the escalator. I was in Galadriel, and a person we were passing was like, Lady of Light, just one single strand of your hair, please.
Yeah.
And that was just such a fun little quick interaction. I went over and pulled a couple hairs out of my wig. It, like, I guess it was just the first one I thought of like, there's a hundred little moments like that at Dragon Con.
Right.
Or like, you know, the when I was in Endor Leia and Luke passed by us in the Hall of Fame and was like, evening, sis, or something like that. You know,
yeah.
like there's just a million little tiny, you know, 30-second interactions like that at Dragon Con. And at any con, but like Dragon Con, I feel like it happens the most just because of like sheer number of people. And also like you see a lot more obscure cosplays that you may not see at some of the bigger conventions or some of the smaller conventions. So that probably stood out to me because it was just last year. And it was just such a cool, cause like I'm always a little bit self-conscious when I don't do something that's 100% screen accurate, which I very rarely do, something that's 100% screen accurate. And so if I do something that's not 100% screen accurate and, you know, me being plus size and not looking like really almost any Hollywood actors, like that, I think that's another reason why it stood out in my mind because, like, I was like, oh, somebody got it. Like, and not only did somebody get it, but clearly they knew enough about Lord of the Rings to make like a solid Lord of the Rings reference. So, that one specifically, but also just the 100 little interactions with the stranger, you know, we've talked about before, but like, that's one of our favorite things about cosplay. That's one of our favorite things about Dragon Con is making those random, like human connections with the stranger. So, that one in particular stood out to me when I was making my list.
So my number five is 2019, DragonCon 2019.
Did you put years on all these? Because I'll tell you, the two that aren't last year, I'm not going to know what year was.
I did put years on all of them.
I can figure out what year they are then, because I didn't.
Okay.
And also, years too.
My number five is DragonCon 2019, our first bunny hutch. So that night, it was just a culmination of things. Like, it's just really funny for me to think back on.
Me throwing up.
Well, that's later in the night, but we got jello shots from Colonel Sanders.
I threw up the shot.
Yep. You also fell on the dance floor.
Did I fall?
Yeah. Yep.
I was pretty drunk.
Yeah. It was just a fun time. We just danced a lot. And then Jesse crawled to the bathroom.
Falling down like a visor on front of my eyes, like Jordy LaForge.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was a good time.
It was fun. Yeah. It's just one of the, I mean, there are several parties that stick out to me, but that was just one I thought of. I did try to kind of space mine out between years.
I didn't. I didn't even realize I had three that were the same year until just like as you're recording it. So,
right.
Not only the same year, but
I started doing what you did. Like, I started almost listing off solely things from last year. And I was like, I can't do that.
I didn't realize, like I said, that they were, but I think that I'll be able to say enough new things about them.
So what is your number four?
My number four is when we stayed at the Marriott the first time, first year staying at a host hotel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which was 2018.
I'm sorry, 2019.
Yeah. So that, like, it was just so exciting when, like, because we always, like, for so many years, I said, I never want to stay at a host hotel. Mm-hmm. Because you hear, like, these horror, or we used to hear, and you still do, like, oh, it's so hard to get a room, which it is, and it can be. Or you hear, you know, like, it's expensive, which it is. So that first year when we were like, is this something that we're like, do we want to try for it? And then me having, you know, like three computers and two phones going,
right?
Like, really. And then when we got it and like being able to like call and text you all and be like, we got it, we're staying in a host hotel. And then like, getting the host hotel key cards and like having Dragon Con TV on the TV and like just like being in the con 24/7 was just such a cool, like, you know. And then like we're like, okay, no, we are host hotel people. Like,
yeah,
that was my number four, first time at the host hotel, aka the Marriott.
So my number four is from Dragon Con 2018. And once again, this is just kind of like a whole evening memory, not just like a specific thing. But it was the night we were cosplaying as Loki and Thor. And we chased a Captain America through the atrium, trying to get a picture with him because there was one we really thought looked like Chris Evans. And we had seen him. We had seen him early in the day.
Yeah.
But this guy we thought was that same Cap. And then, like, we took a selfie with, or we took a picture with him. Somebody took a picture for us.
Cool.
And then the next morning we looked at it after drinking the rest of the evening. And we were like, oh no, that's not him.
It absolutely was not.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a good costume.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to belittle because it's like, but it just was not the same person we had seen. Right. So
that was also the same night as Sexy Thor. Jesse took a selfie with Sexy Thor. So Jesse took a picture with Sexy
Thor.
That
girl gave us that chocolate liqueur in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's the next thing on my list is passing the shots under the bathroom stalls. And then we talked, went out and sat with these college girls.
Actual youths. And you were giving them life advice. And I was like, I don't feel like this is a good idea.
You were giving them life advice. You were talking about school with one of them.
Yeah, but that wasn't advice. That was more just like, this is what my job is.
I don't think I gave them any advice.
I don't know. It's hard telling. I can't believe that was all the same night.
Yeah, that was all the same night. We were like,
that was also the night I did my magic trick. So
you did your magic trick and you lost your cape.
Yep. All of that's accurate.
So that is my number four, was that night. Just, it was a vibe. We had a blast.
You're not wrong. Bad things happen, yeah. But also, you know, it was all right in the end.
Yeah. What's your number three?
My number three is the Lord of the Rings party panel at your first Dragon Con.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was because, like, was that the first panel you did at Dragon Con?
Yes.
And it was just such a good panel. We've talked about it before. And, like, there was a lot of things, like, I didn't, like, I thought Evening at Brie was really terrible and bad. And it is hit or miss, I will say, at least from our perspective, for what we like.
Mm-hmm.
But that was also the first year we went to Evening at Brie. We found out their snacks, and that was a huge incentive. And there were a bunch of really good snacks at this panel. And someone beforehand was like, oh, there are two hobbits because we were in our hobbits. And so, yeah, it was just like an overall fun time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that stands out still. That's probably my all time favorite Dragon Con panel.
Mm-hmm.
Still to this day. So
I would agree.
Like I said, it was exciting that you finally got to come to Dragon Con. And that was, you know, your first panel. And I was like, oh, I hope it doesn't suck. Because, like, you know, it's always any panel, really, be it a celebrity panel or a fan panel, you always run the risk of, like, it being, like, a you know, like, awkward vibes with the crowd. Or, yeah, like, yeah, a sucky extra, like, awkward vibes with the crowd. Or maybe, like, the presenters get off on, like, a completely different topic or, like, which is hard. Like, I'm not, you know, I don't want to be like, the presenters do a bad job, and then, like, we do a panel at a con again, and it's but, you know, like, there's just a lot of factors that can make it bad or good. And I, you know, like, the whole time of your first Dragon Con, I was kind of like, okay, like, I had built it up so much. And for, like, 2-3 years, you had lived vicariously through me. So I was kind of nervous that it wasn't going to live up to the hype and that you weren't going to want to go again. And so, yeah, it was just a really good for, like, again, the best possible first Dragon Con panel that you could go to. You didn't have to wait in line. It was a full crowd, but in a small room. So it wasn't like, you know, thousands of people. And it was really informative, fun vibes. Snacks were involved, cute costumes, and really just AAA all the way.
All the way. My number three is from Dragon Con 2021. And it is our first podcast meetup at the little bar next to High Velocity.
No, it's not next to High Velocity. It's next to the other restaurant. Overflow Bar.
But it's kind of in between them.
Well, no, it's attached to the other one. It's attached to Sear.
That's right. It is attached to Sear. You're right.
Yeah,
well,
I know.
Oh, I know.
If there's one thing that I'm an expert at, it's random Dragon Con geography.
But it was something we kind of threw together because we knew a bunch of people from the podcast that were going to be coming to Dragon Con. Mm-hmm. And we were just like, hey, we'd love to see you. Like, what if we all just got, and everybody was like, well, we should grab a cocktail. And we were like, well, why don't we just schedule a time to do that? And so we didn't get to see everybody, but we just had such a good time with the people that did get to come. And like, I feel like that was a really just, it was just, we could have sat there for hours and hours and hours, I think.
It was just, I think that was kind of a pivoting point for us at Dragon Con, of like us realizing that, like, that was, I think, finally the point when we kind of embraced, like, listen, we're not going to get to do everything. And, like, there's nothing wrong. Like, even though we're at, like, on, like, Dragon Con's kind of weird because it is, like, it's the one vacation that I take every single year. Right. It's really the only vacation I take during the school year. And it's weird because on the one hand, it's, like, really draining. Like, you're, like, physically, your body gets broken and you're, like, dying. But that's, I think, the first time when we did that first one that, like, I wasn't worried about, like, what else we were missing.
Mm-hmm.
I was just, well, like,
we
okay.
Stopped, like, before we basically, like, have scheduled things, like our first couple years, like scheduled exactly what we wanted to do, something to fill every hour.
Well, and here's the thing, but we never ended up doing 90% of it.
Right. Like, but I don't feel like we even barely looked at the schedule last year.
Oh, I probably did. I mean, I generally will go through the whole thing, but now, like, whereas before, I would go through and I would, anything that was, like, remotely interesting, I would favor it. And now I'm like, okay, I only want to put things on the schedule that are a priority to me. Like, I like going through the schedule still. You never know what might be on there. There was a panel I saw that they're going to do this year. What was it that I saw that I thought might? Oh, they're doing a fucking Tom Bombadil panel. All about Tom Bombadil.
Oh, shit.
So I'd like, you know, like, I probably will go through just in case there ever is a moment when, like, our friends are off doing something else and we're just like, hey, we want a place to sit down and chill for a second. Or, like, you know, we're in the mood for a panel. But, like, that was really the first time that I was like, okay, we don't have to be on our way to a panel. Like, we can sit down, like, you know, the first few years I went to Dragon Con, like, we hardly ever ate sit-down meals. We, right. Like, we never really drank in bars. I don't think I went for, like, the first 2 years.
We ate, like, food on the side, like, on the, like, sitting on, like, the curb, waiting in lines, and, like...
Gutter shawarma? Is that what you're referring to? The gutter shawarma? Yes, correct. Like, which, like, I'm not saying we wouldn't still do that, but it's just like now we've kind of realized, like, so Dragon Con can be kind of like relaxing and recharging in a way that, like, you know, that's the, like, most other vacations I go on, like, wherever I am, I want to see, like, as much as possible. So I'm like, normally on vacation, a go, 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 go. So I tend to be that, like, the first few years I was that way at Dragon Con as well, but, like, that meetup made me realize, like, okay, it is more fun. Like, I'm having more fun just sitting here drinking these really dope ass Manhattans with our friends and, like, people watching. And there's nothing wrong with doing this for an hour or two. And then, you know, on we go.
Yeah, it was just, it was a good time. Jerome talked to that puppet. It was just...
Jerome bought a... The puppet bought him a drink. Was the puppet trying to pick him up? It's almost, like, that's kind of what... Like, in my mind, I feel like the puppet was, like, hitting on him. The puppet was like, hey there.
Hey, Jesse. What's your number two?
My number two is last year, our big group cosplay, Rococo. And... specifically in parentheses, Rad Dog.
I knew Rad Dog was going to make your list.
Rad Dog. I honestly,
as the only, you know, reason... that night is both my favorite and not my favorite night. So
Rad Dog was almost number one. That Rad Dog, I swear to God, I have a picture of that Rad Dog hanging in my office, like us with the Rad Dog.
Yeah.
Hanging, okay. That is like a central photo in my office. Because it was just, that was the first time we had ever done a big group costume like that. We had only ever, like,
one of my favorite cosplay experiences ever, because it was just, it was fun to be, like, so appreciated. Like, everybody gave us so many compliments and, like, just, I've never had my picture taken more ever.
No. And like, people coming up and appreciating the small details. Right. Like, someone came up and they're like, oh my gosh, your headpiece. Like, that is such a neat detail. Like, and I also thought it was really sweet, like, Amy taking care of us, like, because I got overwhelmed. Like, no. I didn't know where to look. I didn't know where to stand. Sheila was like, we need to be this, like, this color, and we all need to be facing this way. And I was never facing the right way to, like, make the picture look right, because they're more used to that.
Right.
And so, like, just having them, like, reassure us when we got overwhelmed.
To go through that with our people.
Right. Like, it we're like, you know, we got, like, interviewed and shit, like, people taking videos of us.
Yeah.
And, but the highlight, the peak, was when the owner of the Rad Dog was like, hey, can my dog take a picture with you? And the dog put your fan in its mouth and it had the sunglasses. That was it. Like, I was just like, what? And then that dog was, like, famous, and we were, like, famous. Like it literally felt like we were famous. So, you know, like, it, and again, just, like, spending the evening with our friends, just, like, making the rounds, and, like, also the stuff that we saw, like, seeing other people's great costumes. Like, because again, before, like, many years before, we would be like, we need to get to this party, or we need to get, like, you know, so again, it was like another one of those, like, realizing that Dragon Con can be fun just, like, without ever really going to quote unquote Dragon Con, like, without ever going in, like, a panel room. Like, you know, it's just like the evolution of how we do Dragon Con. And like, again, like having these people that we like coordinate with throughout the year, like, but
it's
yeah,
fun
the rest,
to have more people to share an experience like that.
Right. And the amount of joy that that rad dog brought to me.
You were really excited.
I'm still really excited. Like, if the rad dog's there this year, I don't even know. Like, it's almost pressure to like live up to it. Like, will our costumes be good enough to impress the rad dog?
Right. I mean, we should always strive for that.
We should always strive to impress the rad dog.
So my number two is from last year's Dragon Con 2022. And there was a day, I believe it was Saturday, that we ended up meeting our Texas friends over, and actually Kinsey, one of our podcast followers, and she drew artwork and we love her. But we ended up meeting everybody over in the Hilton in like this little seating area, upstairs. And we just, there was like people doing Star Trek photo, like photo shoots in the back. And, we just sat up there with a couple of bottles of wine and vodka, and we just sat and drank and talked and took pictures and took funny videos. And like, at that moment, I'm sure I said something to you, Jesse, like after we left or something, but I was like, that was the best. Like, it was a very refreshing Dragon Con, like, little time we had, because it wasn't in the craziness of everything, but we were still like, there were still people doing like Star Trek photo shoots and stuff.
Right. And there was like eight tuxedo masks. Remember? Like,
yes, all of those tuxedo masks. Right.
And yeah, then the Wild Wild West people. And then we took that video with Amy where she was carrying the whole plant. Like,
yeah, like it was just like, we just sat up there and we talked, and like, there was a bunch of us up there, like, and like, you know, Jake got to talk to Sheila a little bit. Like, it was just very cool. Like, it was just a cool, like, I could have sat up there probably all day. Like, I would have wanted to go down, but like, it was just so much fun sitting up there and talking.
And that, and, yeah, that was Saturday because it was after the parade.
Yeah, and it was before we put on our Rococo.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, like I said, I think the only thing that it was like our podcast meetup, where it was one of those things where we kind of realized that like, it's okay to do Dragon Con. Like, there's a million maybe even different ways to do Dragon Con. Like,
well, I'm glad we did it then too, because like, we did go later that night, you know, like,
right, and that's what I'm saying. Like, well, and even like, so you can go just walking around, you can go to parties, you can go to panels, you can go to gaming, like, you can go gadget.
You, so many things.
I was really proud of that. You didn't laugh. Fix that in post. Go back and edit you laughing at my joke. In there. Like, those are some of the best times, I think, in life in general, is just anytime you get to do, like, special things with people you love, especially people you love that you don't get to see a lot. And then you're in fancy costumes and like weird things are happening and you're talking about Anson Mount and, you know, then eight tuxedo masks show up and then there's Will Smith and we're going straight into the Wild Wild West.
Yeah. It was a vibe. Yes. That's my number two.
All right. Now, I will say my number one comes with a caveat. Because I'll tell you, some of our listeners are, when they hear this number one, they're going to be like, what the hell? So I'm going to say it, and then I'm going to explain it.
Can't wait.
So my number one is meeting Kinsey in person last year.
Okay.
Now, if you are a different listener and you're like, what the actual fuck? We met at Dragon Con. Why am I not included in that? I'll tell you why. Because we did technically meet our Texas friends at Dragon Con, right?
Yeah.
So Sheila and Amy, Big J Man.
Well, I mean, Amy wouldn't even look at us, but, you know.
Well, so that's kind of my thing. Like, I was very, Amy and I were both like, not feeling it. Yeah. Like, yeah. Amy and I were both aggressively like, no, we're not interested in this melding. Like, we were like the stepchildren. You and Sheila were like our parents that were getting married. And I was like, I'll be damned if I'm going to have a stepsister. I don't think so. This is bullshit. I run this bitch. Like, I'm not taking a stepsister. So, like, I didn't really bond with them. I didn't really understand that, like, you and Sheila were, like, actually, like, friends, I guess. Or, like, that Sheila, like, I almost felt like maybe we were bothering Sheila. Like, that this was just someone that you were, like, looking at their tutorials online. And that they weren't really interested in, like, talking
Listen,
to us. And
Sheila just felt, sent me her phone number first, so...
I'm not saying
I love you first.
Like, I understand that now. Now that I know Sheila a little bit better, and I understand who she is as a person, but I just felt like we were like the little glamons, like her little like groupies or something, like, or that you were like her little groupie, and I was like, this is uncomfortable for me. Like, I don't think these people give a shit about meeting us. Like, they definitely don't know who the hell I am. So I didn't then like. So that was the first time I actually met them in person. I didn't really befriend them until Comicpalooza, I feel right. like. So that's
pandemic,
why.
Pandemic slash Comicpalooza.
If you are listening, Texas crew, it's not that I don't love you. I love you very much, even if it makes you uncomfortable, even if it makes me uncomfortable, because I would just as soon not love anybody, including Brandon. I tell him all the time that it's his fault that he made me love him, and I would have just been happily gone on being single, but he tricked me. He tricked me by being nice to me in the same way that Sheila did. So that's why I didn't want to hurt their feelings. That's why Kinsey specifically, because Kinsey was more of a, like, I had already befriended her online.
Right.
By the time we got to Dragon Con.
She came to Dragon Con because we had been hyping it up so much.
Mm.
And
I mean, I don't, like, know that that was the sole reason, but like...
No, but like, you know, she's... I think she told us, like, we were part of the reason she came because she...
Yeah, I mean, we'll say that it is because,
yeah,
you know,
but,
we'll take credit for at least part of it.
Right. But, like, she just was, like, a really cool person we met during the... Like, I'd already met Sheila pre-COVID. But like Kinsey is somebody we met like virtually, like early in the podcast,
right.
Early in COVID, like, and she, like, we just kept in contact with her, and, you know, she, you know, messages us and listens and stuff. And like, it was just a cool, like, and now we see her quite a bit. Like,
so that's why Kinsey specifically is on the list and not Sheila and Amy or our Texas friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
or any of our podcast friends that we've made, like, from the podcast.
Any of the other, yeah, like it was so cool meeting, like, Haley and
Lauren,
and getting to see these people that, like, especially like people we interviewed during the pandemic when, like,
uh-huh,
you didn't see anyone at all,
right.
Like, and then getting to see like people that you know from the internet,
Natasha.
Or yeah, like when Natasha said hi to us and like recognized us, I was like, well,
yeah.
Okay, we've got famous friends. Like, I know I've said it 1,000 times on the podcast that all our friends are more famous than us, but like, it's just nice that people remember being on the podcast. Like, I always feel like we're this little, you know, podunk podcast, and people are taking time to be on our podcast. Like, and so then whenever they're nice enough to, like, you know, like, they're like, hey, like, hi, you know, like, even just like stop and say hi to us. Like, uh-huh. It's just nice. Like, so again, it was cool to meet everyone in person, but like, again, Kinsey was our first listener email from, like,
uh-huh,
not like your mom.
Right.
So like, just like the fact that that turned into like a legitimate friend, like, is so cool. Maybe that's not normal for, like, but, you know, we're also not, like, normal podcasters. It's not like we're these big famous podcasters. Like,
yeah.
To me, that's a positive that we, like, can become friends with. Like, again, there are most of my close friends that I'm excited. Like, most of, like, literally probably half of my close friends that I'm excited to see at Dragon Con are people I met that I would not be friends with if it wasn't for the podcast.
Right.
Like, We would not know Kinsey if it wasn't for the podcast. And I'm just so grateful that they're in our lives. And so I think, like I said, and that's like Texas folks, I'm more bonded with all of them at Comic Palooza. So they would be my number one Comic Palooza memory, would be that. Or Amy getting down on one knee and handing me the balls to throw at the children.
Right.
That's another top five, though.
So is it down to my number one already?
It's down to your number one. I don't know if we'd say already because we've been recording for like an hour and a half.
Well, my number one is from Dragon Con 2018. Is that right?
I don't know. I already told you that I refused to do that. I already told you never ask me that.
My notes are, it's our first What's My Snack. We went to Evening at Brie. We had raspberry bars and Eddie Cheever.
That was the same year that we were Thor and Loki.
So 2018.
So, okay.
Yep, because I think I was in my Claire Frazier.
It was the year we stayed at the Spring Hill Suites. I have to figure out what hotel we were at. That's how I figure out what year it was.
Yeah, it was just a really fun night. We that was one of our better Evening at Brie experiences. We got raspberry bars, we had wine, we saw Eddie Cheever.
Yeah, that was the time that we went in there and we saw there were like Tupperwares with like snacks, and we're like, are those just for everybody? And we went up and like people were grabbing them, they're like, hey, have some. We're like, shit.
Jesse, what are your runners up?
My honorable mentions are, and you may cut all of these out. Jake's falling in the dance circle.
Right.
The housekeepers at our one hotel. We stayed like in Midtown.
Yeah.
Stopping us to take a picture while we were on our way to the convention. Uber driver. It was the same year as the housekeepers at the hotel when we were Catwoman Poison Ivy. Harley Quinn, yeah, when we were Gotham City Sirens. We went to the Puppet Museum because I wanted to go to the Puppet Museum, and took an Uber back, and the Uber driver picked us up and she was like, oh my God. And then when she dropped us off, she got out to take a picture with us.
Yeah.
Those are all honorable mentions. Like there's a million, like again, Dragon Con is our favorite con for a reason. There's a million like little funny memories. Like I said, there's a ton of little interactions with people, like the Galadriel hair one, but those are just the ones that stuck out while I was moving.
I have three for you.
Okay.
So my honorable mentions are meeting Chris Kirkpatrick and Joey Fatone.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to say a quote and see if you know what it's from, okay? That's my number two.
Oh, no.
Bye, friends. Never forget, you're always right.
That's when we befriended those guys in line for the Philharmonic. Yeah, that was a good time. And, like, there was that, like mom and dad that were like, you did a brave thing. Never forget that you're always right. I forgot that they said that.
Yeah. It was a good one.
It was a good time.
My number three is the night that we got stuck in the elevator at the Westin.
No! Take it off. Take that off. That was really legitimately scary for me.
It was so funny.
It was funny for you because everyone was like, that lady scared. Because literally, I opened the doors and yeeted myself out, and I heard someone in the over behind me was like, she just noped out. And I was like, oh, yes, I did. We almost died.
A quick little recap.
As a reminder, we had a near-death experience, and apparently it's one of Paige's favorite fucking memories.
We went up to the top floor of the Westin and had some drinks, and it's just a really, like, that bar was fun too to go to. Like, that was really cool. But it's very high up. What floor is it, Jesse? Do you remember?
like 33, 35, something like that. You tell the story and I'll Google.
Okay. And so we got our drinks and then we were going to a party or something. And so we went to get on the elevator. Well, it was like prom or something, like some kind of formal.
73.
So, okay, floor 73. There was like prom or something going on. And so we went to get on the elevator and there was a ton of like high schoolers on the elevator, all, you know, like dressed up and stuff. And our elevator like started going down, but the doors were still open. And then it kind of like jerked and stopped. And everybody kind of freaked out. And thank goodness it hadn't gone very far. But Jesse just like, climbed is an exaggerated term, but like,
I climbed up like a foot because we were in between the floors, but like you could still see the floor above. Like it was like the floor was like a foot above the bottom of the
elevator. It was just a step.
So I just pushed the elevator doors open and got the fuck out.
Yep. And then we all followed suit and the people high schoolers in the elevator.
I'm absolutely not dying here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that is just a funny memory to me.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Hilarious. Okay. Well, guys, tell us about your near-death experiences.
Yeah.
We want to know. Or alternatively, what are your favorite Dragon Con memories if you've been before?
Yeah, you know, you can send us some of your best con memories in general. We like a good con story.
Yeah, we love a good con story. We'd love to hear
it. Did anyone ever make you twirl?
If they tell did, we want to know.
If they did, you may be entitled to compensation.
Not from us, though. We don't have any money. Yeah, but thank you guys for listening to this episode. If you want to follow along with us, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. On Facebook and Instagram, we are Cosplay and Cocktails Pod. And on TikTok, we are just Cosplay and Cocktails. We post things sometimes. It's fun. Follow, won't you? But if you want to send us things, that's what you can do at the email with Jesse.
Yeah, if you want to email us things, if you're like me, you're a little more old school. You're not a social media type. You like to air your grievances in a longer format. You can send me weird fish pics, interesting plants and mushrooms. Do you think NSYNC's getting back together? Let us know. Paige and I have been debating. What do you think? You can also send us things related to the podcast, like answers. Yeah, answers to I'm going to ask you a question. As a reminder, our question for this episode was, is there anything that you would like to cosplay, but you think it'd be pretty much impossible to do it in a recognizable way for you? If so, let us know. We're interested. What did we not think of? You can send us cocktail recipes, mocktail recipes. I feel like we have one. We still haven't done a Negroni. We said we were going to do a Negroni. We never did a Negroni.
With Prosecco. No,
we could do it. I don't know what Sfogliato means.
I think it's champagne.
No. Well, you wouldn't think Prosecco and champagne.
In Italian. Sfogliato means mistake.
What supposedly, the fuck does that mean?
Negroni mistake? Supposedly, a bartender grabs sparkling wine instead of gin as he was making this cocktail. So evidently a Sfogliato is a cocktail.
Negroni Sfogliato. So that the Sfogliato means Prosecco. Like, so they were saying Sfogliato
as in Prosecco
instead of gin. Yeah, meaning Prosecco, because it says it can be made with any sparkling wine.
Right.
So
yeah. I thought it was sparkling wine or champagne.
You said champagne, and my thing was, why then specify Prosecco? Yeah, right. They were specifying Prosecco instead of some other sparkling wine.
Right.
Because you said champagne, and I was like, why would you put champagne and Prosecco? Right.
What's a Negroni, then? What are you putting in a Negroni?
You're not going to like it. Sweet vermouth, and then Campari. I don't know how vermouth and Prosecco would taste together. I don't like Campari, but I'd be willing to, Here's the thing. I'll try it, but I don't want to buy a whole bottle of Campari. So I'll try it at, like, maybe I'll try it at Dragon Con.
Maybe I'll have a couple. My snack.
Yeah, we're going to go up to a bar. We're going to order a Negroni Spagliato with Prosecco. Yeah.
I think that's a great idea. What else can I send, Jesse?
Oh, questions for I'm going to ask you a question, episode ideas, costumes you want to feature. What should we cosplay? We're always looking for costume ideas. What's something cool you think could be for us to cosplay? Yeah. What do you want to know about that we can tell you about? Let us know. You can send it to me.
Where?
You know, around. You can send it to the email, which is cosplayingcocktailspod@gmail.com.
That's gmail.com.
Or I reckon I might be posting some TikToks. If you want to, if you're on TikTok and not email, first of all, who are you? A youngin? Is Gen Z listening? Are you there, Gen Z? If you are, my personal TikTok, kind of for the podcast, and kind of I just mostly have it so no one else can, is a cosplay pod.
Jesse, what do you reckon?
I reckon it's time we best be scooting.
Okay, bye.
Bye.